Join that sexy thing for living way out here on the Survival Circle Network. Yep, Amy's back on weeknights except Wednesday from 8 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time with an hour of trivia, fun, and interesting stories. Join her for living way out here.
I don't like to brag, but we're kind of proud of that ragged old flag.
You see, we got a little hole in that flag there when Washington took it across.
Does this country remind you of the America that you grew up in? Do your children enjoy the same freedoms that you did when you were young?
Well, you think that you can take me on? You must be crazy. There ain't a single thing you've done that's gonna faze me.
Just how far are you willing to be pushed? When are we gonna put our collective foot down and tell the tyrant, get off of my back? Hi, I'm Cope Reynolds, and if you're tired of the same old sugar-coated mush-mouth monologue of talk radio, join me for The Shooting Bench, Monday through Friday, 8 to 10 p.m. Pacific, 10 to midnight Central. Guns, self-defense, survival, current events are just a few of the topics that we'll discuss on The Shooting Bench, and we're going to start discussing them right now.
Have you forgotten?
Okay, here we go. Welcome to the Shooting Bench. It is, wow, what is it? It's the 24th of March, and it's a Tuesday. And a little bit late coming on there. We had one of our listeners had lost her way. She should be in here shortly, though. So, the, and LB Sand, what I said a while ago was my opinion, and you have yours, and I have mine, and they run along parallel paths that shall never again intersect. No, isn't that what was that song that they Ray Stevens said that?
I don't remember.
Divorce Court. Remember that? Anyway, no, what I said was if there was ever a time that you should be dressed up, it would be for God. Obviously, if you don't have stuff to dress up with, then quite obviously you don't, but you still go. I mean, no one should be able to tell you that you can't or shouldn't go to church because you don't have the right things to wear. There's a few pretty... Well, there see some different folks sometimes at church, but they're there. They're hearing the word, and that's the most important thing. And I've seen several people like that before, and eventually they get their feet under them, get their act together, and I see that change over a period of time, and that's always nice too. But okay, let's. Kit just joined us. I think Kit is going to be on a show here, and I won't spill the beans here. I won't say anything about it other than she's debuting, I think, this coming Tuesday. And it's at an earlier time. I don't believe it's going to interfere with any of our shows here. If it does, I won't be able to advertise it too much. But if it don't, then we'll sure be able to send you a promo on it, but anyway, if it all goes according to plan, it'll be starting next Tuesday, and along with that, yours truly is going to be on there with her. So anyway, There was some... Oh, we was talking about jury duty a little bit earlier. By the way, there may be some scheduling changes here in the next week or two. Yeah, I told you about that one day. Yeah, well, yesterday I think I said something about it. I'm not sure what it's going to be just yet, but we should know before the end of this week. It's not going to be a major change of any kind. I think Amy and I will probably be on at the same time. But we'll let you know as soon as we get all that ironed out here. Don't know what happened to the... Oh, it's Thursday, not Tuesday, on the 2nd of April. Sorry about that. What else was I? I just started to say something and it just went right out the window. Oh, well. Couldn't have been that important. Oh, I know what I was going to say. We were talking about jury duty a little bit a while ago, and I need to go find a, a questionnaire. I saved it for the only time that I was ever invited to do my civic duty serve on the jury. But, they didn't want me. Only on account of I answered some of their questions truthfully. And there was...
My dad all the time.
Oh, yeah? Since Amy's not got her headset on, she said it happened to her dad all the time. But they ask about, the organizations you belong to and what church you belong to. Just a whole bunch of... like a 30 or 40 page deal. And I'm gonna dig it out. I think I know where it's at. I'm going to dig it out and bring it in here maybe tomorrow and go over some of that stuff with you. But as soon as I walked in, I told them my name. They looked on the deal on the list, and they told me, go sit down over there. And I sat there about 5 minutes. They said, okay, you can go. And I got a check for 1 hour of minimum wage. So anyway... Intel kit was just signed up for our class up there in Washington and said she was hoping that her compact Glock would come in. And I don't know which one she's getting, whether she meant really compact or subcompact. If it's a compact, like Amy's Glock 26 or 27, that's okay to take the class with. It's a little bit tougher because there's so much reloading and malfunction clearing and everything. It's easier to do on the larger guns. But that's one of the reasons that I'm really, really hip on having the same kind of gun, because if you can do it all on the full-size gun and you happen to carry a subcompact daily, there's really nothing to change. It doesn't, everything, all the controls are in the same place. Everything is that familiarity and that muscle memory doesn't change any. So I would rather do it with a little bit. Now, it's not hard to do it with the compact, which is the mid-size, the 23 or the 19, the 32, something like that. Although the 32 would be a little expensive to on the ammo side, but it works just fine. There's no problem with the compact Glocks, the 19 or the 23, but the subcompacts are a little tough, especially for me because I got such big hands. It might be a little easier for a woman or a guy with much smaller hands than mine, but nevertheless, the muscle memory and everything, the habits that you pick up with the full size gun would be the same. Now, what I don't like, to see people come in and say, well, I've got, I've got a, what, let's say I've got this nice $2,500 1911 that I want to show off to everybody out here, and then carry a revolver or a Glock or something else. So I do very strongly recommend that you train with the same thing that you carry. If you are insistent on carrying a five-shot revolver every day, then I would like to see you take the class with a five-shot revolver. Matter of fact, it's dumb to do it any other way. You're going to miss out on a few things. You're not going to be able to keep up with everything. You're going to be loading constantly. But I will say one thing. When that class is over, you will be as good as they come with a revolver. You'll have developed a muscle memory that you'll be able to do literally in your sleep. I'm not a real big fan of the five-shot revolvers. I do carry one once in a while, and I am pretty good with one. But I would rather have, especially nowadays, with the amount of, higher possibility of running into multiple attackers, and now with terrorism being literally at our doorstep and sneaking in every once in a while, we're going to probably see a lot more of that. 17 people involved in a gunfight in a Walmart parking lot in Cottonwood, Arizona this weekend. Those types of things are not probably best suited, or a five-shot revolver is not best suited for that, or a six-shot revolver, either one, a revolver, period, as far as I'm concerned. Do they serve their purpose? I mean, sure they do. And, you know, eight times out of ten, probably your revolver will do fine, and you probably won't shoot any more than the five or six rounds that's in it. But if you do, it still takes, you know, depending on how much you practice, probably at least 3 seconds to reload it. And that's only if you're carrying a speed loader. If you're carrying speed strips or loading them individually, you may be taking anywhere from 5 to 7 seconds, maybe more, to reload. For me, that is unacceptable. So back to what I was saying, I'm sure you can see the fruitlessness of training with one and carrying another. The whole idea of this thing is that you are faster, better than your opponent, that you can shoot on the move, shoot moving targets, shoot multiple targets, make quick decisions, and keep that gun running in such a manner as to not skip a beat, so to speak. So if you train with a Glock and carry a 1911, it's going to cost you. And that I can promise you. I've told you the story before that when I first started carrying a Glock, I was competing quite a bit. And if I took my 1911 or Browning High Power out there to shoot, and I'd shoot, you know, a match or two with it, and remember, it has an external safety, a thumb safety. And then I'd go shoot the Glock, and whether I swept by there to hit the safety or not, I don't know. It wasn't there, so it didn't slow me down. However, if I shot a match or two with the Glock and then went back to the 1911 or the Browning High Power, I would forget the safety every time. So I decided that I had to choose one or the other if I wanted to be at the top of my game. If I wanted to be extremely proficient, I had to choose one or the other. And it took 3 years to get totally switched over, but the Glock won. So anyway, if you're planning on taking a class, anybody's class, anywhere, whatever kind of a handgun class or a rifle, it doesn't do you any good to go out there and take the class with an AK-47 because you want to be as cool as everybody else, and then carry a lever action 30-30 around in your truck all the time. And that's why I took multiple classes with multiple guns. I took rifle classes with bolt action guns. I took rifle classes with semi-automatics. I developed a class for lever actions. Because I have a burning desire to go home that night. I want to be just a tad better than the people that are shooting at me. So, kid, I don't think I yelled at you too much. I might have gotten your attention kind of briskly a time or two, but I didn't think I yelled at you. You've got, what is it? It's the end of March. Well, you've got right now April, May, June. You got 3 months to practice. So you know what you're supposed to be practicing. You can get up there and get to at least do some dry practice. And anyway, let me bring up my stuff here. And we'll see what we got in store for today. I know we got all kinds of things. Hold on, I got some breaking news here. That can wait. Alright, let's get on over here. See where we're at. I've got a friend of mine that's got some Glocks to get rid of right now. I wish I had some money. I've only got like 9 or 10. I would sure enough like to have half a dozen more of them. We were talking about a little bit about the terrorism and stuff that's going on around the country. We talked about our big gun battle in Walmart this weekend. But here's a few guys on a lake fishing down in Georgia, and apparently they were out there early in the morning, going to a private kind of secret place, they thought. Not secret really from everybody, but kind of a good place there that wasn't real popular for other fishermen. Two men and a teenage boy. They thought they'd really found a great spot. And they headed out there. And once they got to that section of the lake where they were going to fish, all was well. Shut the motor off, threw the anchor overboard. And they, about the time they got ready to start fishing, they weren't making any noise, weren't playing any loud music. They had just put their lines in the water, and all of a sudden, a half dozen or so gunshots whizzed out there in front of the boat. Said they were fired out there about 10 feet in front of the boat. And the only thing they could see when it was dark was a guy standing at on the porch of a house holding what looked like an assault rifle of some kind, standing on the balcony of his house. So they managed to about face there and shuck it on out of there. And the sheriff, the rangers went out there and they've got the guy, I guess. I don't know what the deal was. There's not any details or updates on it yet. But that this goes to show you, and I see these things all the time. Tampico Scott, I bet you do wish you had a Glock. I know the folks that's got your Glock. I think you got to go get it. But anyway, you see these things all the time where people are just going out to have a good time. They're going picnicking. They're going fishing. They're going to do whatever. And you know, we just don't have that luxury of being able to choose the time that we're going to be attacked. If we did, most of us probably wouldn't choose one. If we had to choose one, I'm thinking we probably wouldn't choose one when we were unarmed. Now, this guy shooting a rifle from the balcony of his house out there, and I don't know, you can't just shoot at the house because you don't know if there's kids or, you know, innocents inside the house that you might shoot, but you, I don't know what, you know, exactly what you do in a situation like that. You can't shoot at the house, but you might be able to shoot beside the house, below the house. It'll pop off a couple of rounds, make him think that you're shooting at him, and maybe buy yourself a little time. That's kind of a tough situation to be in right there. But at any rate, even then, I would rather have my gun than not have it. But, okay, there's we had talked here, what was it, two weeks ago probably, about the instructors in Kansas were against constitutional carry because they felt that everybody should have training. At least that's what they said. But what that means is if they go with unconstitutional carry, that's going to drop a significant amount of their business off. So this thing in Texas is going, there was a defeat here, a loss for Open Carry Texas. It said it looks like the folks at Open Carry Texas may have finally got what they wanted, but not what they wanted at the same time. So that's a little confusing. But for quite a while now, the people have been putting on demonstrations and stuff around the state trying to get this legislation passed to allow open carry and the display of handguns without a license of any kind. One of their leaders went so far as to suggest that lawmakers who would deny them this perceived Second Amendment right were traitors and should be executed for this alleged transgression. Well, that's gone a little bit on the far side. I don't believe that's deserves execution just yet. But now it looks like Texas is going to allow people to open carry, but the Open Carry Texas guys aren't going to be happy, even if the governor signs this into law. And let me tell you why. It's a little confusing. There was, this is out of the paper there, a bill lifting some of the state's restrictions on handguns cleared the Texas Senate along a party line of 20-11 Monday. That's a nice margin. Senate Bill 17 from State Senator Craig Estes, Republican, Wichita Falls, would allow concealed weapons permits to carry holstered handguns openly. It is the first measure to come to the Senate floor not related to Governor Abbott's emergency items. In other states, they've taken this step. It's been deemed pretty much a non-event. Estes told his colleagues as he introduced the legislation, "We have really searched hard, far and wide, for problems and just haven't found any." Well, it seems that there are people out there, a great number of people, that think that open carry of a weapon is stupid, and it's also a form of intimidation. Well, I don't believe either one. I do believe that it does intimidate some people. That doesn't necessarily mean that it's a form of intimidation. It's not designed or intended to be a form of intimidation, but it does bother some people. Is it stupid? It's stupid for some people. Without a certain degree of training in the right mindset, if you're doing it for a political statement, yeah, it's stupid. You should stay home. You should conceal your gun, or maybe you shouldn't even have one. But there's lots of states out there that allow for open carry now both with or without a license, but there's, you know, a lot of them that don't. California, New York, Florida, Illinois, South Carolina. But some of these states also have laws written to protect concealed carry permit holders who accidentally expose a weapon, and that would be what we call printing or the wind catch your jacket or something like that. You know, there's no reason to get thrown in jail for an accident like that. But some of these guys want to go a little farther than what common sense, what I would consider common sense. Let me go down here and look and see real quick in the chat room and see what's going on here. Okay. So, let me find my story here again. Here we go. Now, and I've said this before, I think that open carry, for the people that where open carry of handguns has not been allowed, they have taken it upon themselves to transfer that over to long guns. Typically, traditionally, when someone talks about open carry, they're talking about handguns. I think the whole rifle thing that they did in Texas and a couple other places, I think, was... is it legal? Is it their right? Yes, it is. Both. Is it smart? No. It's stupid. It's kind of like shoving people's face in things when it's, you know, it's just totally unnecessary. And I have seen every time, no exceptions, I've seen where you get a bunch of people out in public with rifles and there are safety violations by the dozen in the form of muzzling and triggers and whatever. Some places worse than others, of course. I didn't see that. I did see some, but not nearly to the degree that we normally do up in Washington. Not nearly to the, now at this rally, it went off pretty well, but I tell you, part of that I'd like to think was because when we first started, within the first few minutes there, I gave a very in-depth safety briefing of what I would like to see people do, and it was followed pretty well. But the thing is, a lot of these places don't have that kind of safety stuff that they go through to begin with. So I think during that particular rally, as many long guns, we had, you know, 2,000, 2,500, 3,000 people, whatever it was, and lots of damn long guns. But and I'd like to think that, you know, maybe there's just a whole bunch of safer people up in that part of the country, or maybe my briefing had something to do with it, or a combination of the two. But I didn't see too many problems. There were some, but I didn't see too many. And I'll say that if you're carrying a rifle in a public place like that, I don't care who you are or what the reason is, unless you are actively engaged in combat, there is absolutely no excuse whatsoever to have a round in the chamber, period. Ever, for any reason, I don't care how tuned up you are, how tuned up you think you are, there is absolutely no excuse to have a loaded chamber on a long gun. handguns, fine. Handguns should be in a holster. And that's fine. If your rifle was in a scabbard with the trigger guard covered and you would never take it out, that would be fine too. But you can talk to anybody that's been in actual combat in the military. People don't walk around in camps with loaded chambers. For that very reason. Once you get to a certain point, you're getting ready to move out. You know, your squad leader gets your squad gathered up right outside, and there's always a place out there somewhere where you lock and load and get everything ready to go. And it may not be until you have gotten closer to where you expect enemy engagement. It's not just walking around making a political statement. That is asinine at the very best and extremely dangerous at the worst. C7, a lot of these people don't even realize that they're being swept with the muzzle. Let's see, what's Kit saying? They say, I don't agree with open carry of long guns or only in everyday life. You know, there's a point, Kit. There's a point somewhere where common sense has to take over. There's a point there somewhere between the absolute uncompromising exercise of your rights has to be dictated in some manner by common sense. I have seen, like I said, the rally on the 13th of December in Olympia, Washington was immensely better than usual. It wasn't as good as it could have been. Carrying long guns around like that, we expect everyone to have shown up there with unchambered rifles. Whether they did or not, we don't know. But I'll tell you one damn thing, if we would have had just one accident, one shot would have went off accidentally, agent provocateur in there, or whatever, if there's a shot but fired, it would have killed us, literally. Tampico Scout, there you go. You lock and load when you leave the gate of the base, or the post, or the camp, or whatever. And that's fine. That's the way it ought to be. It's not a matter of whether I agree with the open carry of long guns. Nobody open carries long guns typically unless they're trying to make a point. If you're going hunting or something, that's one thing, but nobody carries long guns unless you're trying to make a point. People carry handguns in their daily routines. If they're in a place where they cannot carry handguns, they still don't carry rifles. You don't see people getting out of the car typically until this movement started here of trying to make a point. You didn't ever see anyone with an AR-15 slung over the back. They get out of the car and sling their AR-15 over the shoulder and go to Walmart or go get a haircut or go mow their lawn. Or take the trash out. They do it to make a statement. And when you're doing things like that to make a statement, there's just always that possibility of running into problem. Nobody ever did that since, cowboy and Indian days or whenever, when people thought that there was actually a threat out there. But people carry handguns when they mow the lawn. Handguns when they fix dinner. They carry handguns when they're changing diapers. They carry handguns in Walmart, and yes, they get haircuts wearing a handgun. So what I don't agree with is trying to make a point. If it was part of our everyday life and everybody had done it before or in certain areas, then that would be a different story. But nobody did until they tried to make a point. And I've seen people take their rifle off their shoulder, put it on the other shoulder, and sweep several people while they're doing it. I see them sweeping their own self, their feet and everything else while they're changing shoulders and stuff. And that's the fact that most people don't have the average guy out there. The only degree of training that they have is whatever they've been told by parents or friends or whatever. Or maybe taking one little NRA class of some kind somewhere or something, and that's not enough. And let's see, Kit says her opinion on that differs of that from a lot of people, even those up here. I don't believe that people need to take a rifle into Chipotle, and they don't need to take tactical pictures with it, but I won't be the person to tell them that they must not do it. And I'm like, yeah, that's the way I am, Kit. I think that there should be a degree of common sense. You cannot legislate common sense. You can tell people that they shouldn't do it, and you can suggest that they don't, but once they get it in their mind that they're making some kind of a point, then there's nothing you can do about it. But, you know, and it's one thing, you know, I just don't believe in it to make a point. I just don't. And that's another thing. So, Kit, you and I are pretty much on the same sheet of music here. If the law doesn't allow the carry of open handgun, openly carry a handgun, then just carry concealed. No problem. I agree. But until you get people that are willing to, are open-minded enough to take some training of some kind and realize that they need it instead of forcing them to do it, then you start seeing safety. You start seeing people with a little bit of sense handling their guns. If you try to suggest to them, you know, there's things we do. Doc joined us right there. Doc and I were talking the other night about some of the more advanced training that we do, and some of that would just absolutely curl the toenails of an NRA instructor, and certainly a lot of the safety Nazis that you see out on a lot of gun ranges and stuff. But it has to be done. But I'll tell you what, you don't take the average guy off the street and put him in applied dynamic responses in my most advanced class. You just don't. I don't care how long they've been in combat or how long they've been, until they've had the training that is consistent with what we're doing there, it's a very, very bad idea, and it's extremely dangerous. So when you try to suggest to people that, you shouldn't do this, I've been doing this all my life. I ain't never shot anybody. It's on safety. It ain't loaded. You know, I've been doing this forever. I don't need anybody to tell me. I can't tell you how many times I've heard that and how many times I want to slap the ever-loving hell out of somebody for saying it. And I'll tell you, it is not, when you're as passionate as I am about what I do, it's not an easy job. It's not easy to get out there and see these kind of people, or people doing that kind of stuff and not say something about it. You know, usually if you can't say anything or do anything about it, then I think what the best thing to do is just get in the truck and leave. Because I don't want to be there when somebody gets hurt knowing it could have been avoided. But, and, yeah, T-Dog, you're right. That's exactly my point there. You said it's your understanding that the folks could not carry open carry, pistols. That's right. So they are doing exactly what I said they were doing. They carried long guns to make a point, not because that was their everyday thing, not because they feared for their lives. They didn't just all of a sudden get up one morning and say, I fear for my life. I'm going to carry my 30-30 downtown with me. They did it to make a point because other people were doing it. And I don't think that action of theirs had one thing to do with getting open carry law passed. What had to do with getting open carry law passed is getting a new governor. And he's all for it. I don't think it had a damn thing to do with what they were doing out there. All they did was manage to get places to put up signs and insist or request that people not carry guns in their stores. Where if they could have done it what happens with long guns, and I hope you guys agree with me. If you don't, maybe you will when I get done here. What happens with long guns is, okay, you have it slung over your shoulder when you get out of the car. That's all well and good so far. Whether it's muzzle up or muzzle down, it's slung over your shoulder. It should be okay. It should not be on a 3-point sling or a long 2-point, slung diagonally across your body. And I saw some of the guys doing that in some of these videos in Starbucks and whatever. Because you're going to be covering people. You're going to be pointing at little kids that walk close by you. when you sit down in that booth to eat your lunch, now the thing is, a lot of these idiots that do this don't have the common sense to say, well, it's not going to be safe or feasible for me to sit in that booth, so I don't really like to sit in bar stools at the bar, but let's set up at the bar stool because we're carrying a rifle. That's going to be the safest place to do it. Or the next best place would be in chairs so that your rifle can stay slung. It's inconvenient. But when you get in a booth, you get somewhere, you've got to take that thing off and lean it against the wall somewhere, do something, and gun, and they fall over. I can't begin to tell you how many people I still see today that will just go up and lean their truck up, their rifle up against the side of a truck somewhere on a slick painted surface, and somebody slams the door on the other side of the truck or whatever, and it slides a little bit and it falls over. Some of these guns that have real touchy triggers on them, when they hit the ground, if they got a loaded chamber, they're likely to fire. If it does that in a Walmart, it's going to be a problem. But you can't convince these people of that. And if you, let's say you change shoulders, you're getting chained, you have it slung on your on the side that you have your wallet in your jeans, that's going to be kind of in the way to get your wallet out of there, and you change shoulders with it or whatever. Now if you're very well trained, you don't just go from muzzle up on one side to muzzle up on the other, because if you're carrying properly and trained properly, you will be muzzle up on your firing side and muzzle down on your support side. But the only way to do that is to swap ends with the gun when you change shoulders, which means that somebody's likely to get muzzled. Or you put it on the other shoulder in the wrong manner. Of course, most of these people are not trained, or they wouldn't be doing this to start with. And anyway, all right, well, I've gotten off on this rant here and went right on through my break, so we're just going to skip the break. We're not going to do it. There's a, let me see if I can find it here. There's a deal going around again on the internet, Facebook, all over the place. Let me see if I can find it here real quick. It's a, even if I don't find it, I can tell you about it here. But here we go. I think this is it. No, this is, let me hit on this real quick. If you guys are surfing around there, cruising through Facebook or wherever, and you see stories out there from eutimes.net, eutimes.net, just keep right on surfing. Just go past it. Don't read it, and don't get on Facebook and then tell everybody, oh, this terrible thing is happening there. The EU Times, they take a little speck of truth and add with it a bunch of sensationalism and make the wildest headlines. And a lot of times the stories don't even match the headlines. But they're kind of a, not exactly a satire site, but it's misinformation. So stay away from EU Times. That wasn't the one I was looking for. Excuse me, my goodness. Let me see if I can find that other story. Maybe this is it. Nope, that's not it either. Wow. Well, let me try one more time here. How about... Well, I don't know where it is, but... Anyway, there's... here, I found it! It's right here. I got it. This was from www.nowtheendbegins.com. This is another useless, idiotic misinformation site or disinformation site. And it says, Democrats introduce Bill HJRES-15 to give Obama a third term. Oh, my Lord. This is not the first time this has come up. It's come up several times over the years. Number one, you don't introduce a bill to give a president a third term. You must have repeal the Second Amendment or the 22nd Amendment to get that done. Everybody says, oh, it's against the Constitution. You can't do that. Nobody's ever, presidents always had two. No, they haven't. There's been several of them had three terms, and one had four, I believe. So, you know, if they repeal the 22nd Amendment, then as a president could get a third term. But if we go and look at, this, right from the beginning, HJRES-15. Okay, there is no HJ nothing. It's either HB or HR for a House bill or House resolution. There's this whole thing is malarkey from the beginning. So if you see this, don't get involved. Don't even like the post. There's no reason to like something so stupid. It just is to imply that you're dumb enough to like something that somebody else was dumb enough to put up there. So just ignore those things and move on. And, you know, you might, diplomatically put a little thing up there as I always do. I said it's just a BS hoax. Just ignore it and move on. One of our listeners, put that up there. Either this morning or late last night, and I said, you know, I just messaged him and said, you know what, you ought to just take that off there, just delete it, because it's not true. It can't happen. It's not going to happen unless it goes through the whole process of repealing the 22nd Amendment. There's nothing to worry about. So, there's been George Washington only served two terms, but he only served two terms because he didn't want to do a third one. It had nothing to do with having to get out. Everybody wanted him to stay and do another term. But, I think the 22nd Amendment was passed in the mid-50s, maybe early-50s sometime. So up until that point, the president could have as many terms as he got voted into. It didn't make any difference. Thank the Lord that Obama, this has been changed before Obama got to be president. My goodness. I can't imagine. All right. Anyway, let's see. Yeah, DeTinker, I think what he's trying to say, and this is a little over my head, it says he has Viri on its redirects. So I guess that means maybe you could, for one thing, I know that they make money on the clicks that they get off of, and that's what a lot of these things are. A lot of the things that you see out there, the news things that we're so anxious to check on, they have these very sensational, interesting topics or headings or headlines, titles. And you click on it, and then you wind up giving somebody, you know, people get paid for the clicks that they get on their site, and you might even wind up catching something that you need to get rid of on your computer. I tell you, when you got people that get tons and tons of useless email and stuff like that, you wind up getting viruses and stuff that you can't... It gets all kinds of, you know, Trojan horses and whatever in your computer. I'm not as up to date on that stuff as the Tinker is, but anyway, it's not a good thing. All right, well, I'm starting to starting to mumble here again, or ramble, I guess. And yeah, you've got, if you're going to do that kind of stuff, especially with lots and lots of emails, you're going to click on every damn silly thing that comes along. You definitely need to run your scans often, you know, at least daily, and try to nip that stuff in the bud before it messes up your computer. It is inconvenient, and it can be expensive to have to get all that stuff cleaned up out of your computer. Sometimes you can do it yourself. Sometimes you need to take it down somewhere and have somebody do it. Most of us here, I think, are probably capable of doing it ourselves. Anyway, all that being said, I think I'm going to get on out of here. We're a couple minutes early, but we went through the break, so I'm going to get on out of here anyway because I'm running out of stuff. Yes, Long Slide, I did get your stuff. I was going to email you tonight when I get done with the show, but since you ask, no, yes, I got all your stuff. We're ready to go. And Kit, I will send you a letter here pretty quick too. So just so everybody knows, the class up in Washington is starting to fill up. It's in June. It's going to be the 26th, 27th, and 28th, I believe, of June. So if you want to get out, there are 12, or there was 12, coupon codes that will save you $100 on that class. When those 12 are gone, that'll be it. So if you want to get in on that, the sooner you get in on it, the better chance you got of saving $100 on the class. I'm not going to put a limit on the number of students up there because I don't think we're going to get 50 or nothing. We can do, well, I may put a limit on. I may stop it at 15 or 20, but we don't really have the room up there to run relays for more people than that. So probably 12 would be a good place to stop it, but. Anyway, all right, I'm rambling. I'll get out of here. You guys have a good night, and thanks for joining me.
Thanks for joining us for another edition of The Shooting Bench. Please join Cope Monday through Friday for the most politically incorrect firearms information show on talk radio.
Lead, follow, or get the hell out of the way. Ladies and gentlemen, it is time for you to decide who you are. Somebody should call them. Somebody should write a letter. Somebody should try and stop that. Somebody should do something. I challenge you to look in the mirror and tell me what you see. If there's somebody there, that would be you. It's time for you to do something. There is no doubt that the Constitution is hanging by a thread. It's not going to wait for us much longer.